There were three acceptable reactions to finding a creepy note in your bed from the man who killed your parents. One, scream your head off and hope someone runs to come save you. Not my favorite option by far. Two, smash it. On brand, and really, who can blame me? Or three, turn into the ice-cold she-beast that devoured the souls of hundreds of damned arcaners. I like this one. It has panache. I had a solid leaning toward door number two with the option for three once I got my shit together. And by shit being together, I meant I needed pants on to deal with this, and maybe a strong cup of coffee and a bag of blood to slake those pesky cravings. Digging through the ridiculous closet Dahlia had set up for me, I found pajama pants and a top and tossed them on. After that, I began to lose steam as the loss started to creep in. Man, I knew I should have just started smashing shit. Anger kept my head above water. Anger kept me alive. Anger had hauled my ass through a whole year of being a homeless, soul-sucking monster. Anger was my friend. Swallowing hard, I reached for the note. The elegant scrawl blurred a little bit as the emotions started hitting in a 1-2 punch of bullshit I in no way had the mental capacity to deal with. What had Mom always told me? One foot in front of the other, Sloan. Keep moving. I couldn't remember my parents' deaths. I couldn't remember how I survived the fire that took them from me, or why I'd woken up days later at the foot of my own grave. All I knew was that they were gone, and somehow I'd remained. Of course, I'd always had an inkling that something had been amiss. I mean, how the fuck else had I ended up in a granny nightgown taking a snooze on my own grave? It wasn't like I put myself there. But until I read that letter, I didn't know. And the knowledge was a hot poker of loss and grief and rage in my gut. Add in the fact that the man who'd killed them left me a note inside the first home I'd had in a year. In my bed. In this house, a place where I was supposed to be safe. The burn in my gut only scorched brighter. A part of me wanted to do the smart thing, which meant taking this note and giving it to Emrys. She'd know what to do, right? Someone who'd been around since time was a baby likely knew more than I did. Too bad the other part of me screamed to sniff that letter to take the scent from it and hunt down the man who'd written his lazy scrawl on the cardstock. But I knew. I knew if I opened that door, if I pulled that pin, I would lose the tenuous hold I had on my soul. I would lose everything, and I didn't have that much left to lose. So, instead of taking the scent for my own, instead of letting vengeance take root in my belly, and instead of doing the smart thing, I stalked out of my room and down the hall, following Thomas's scent pattern to a nook of the corridor I hadn't been down before. I couldn't say for sure why I picked Thomas instead of Emrys or Bastion. No, that wasn't right. I could totally say why I picked Thomas over my potential romantic whatever and a woman that essentially amounted to my boss. Thomas knew rage. He knew vengeance. And he owed me one. I didn't even get a chance to knock before Thomas had the door open, his eyes flashing red for a moment before fading back to green. Clad in nothing but a pair of black silk pajama pants, I should have swooned or started drooling or something, but all I could do was hand him the note. And if my hand just so happened to be trembling a little, well, then that was allowed. Thomas took the note but didn't look at it. No. He stared at my face. I had no idea what he saw there, but I didn't think it was good. You smell of death himself. Why are you handing me a note written in blood, Sloane?